and I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of press releases during the break sent to the radio station. The first one coming from Consumers Energy, based out of Jackson, Michigan. Over 700 crews will be working today across the Lower Peninsula with the goal to restore power to most consumer energy customers who are affected from this past weekend storms. We appreciate the patience of our friends and neighbors that the last couple of days have been out of power. We want to reward that patience by doing all we can to serve the people in need today, said Chris Fultz, Consumer Energy's officer in charge of storm restoration. With more bad weather on the way predicted for Wednesday, we're following our game plan to restore power safely and quickly across our communities. Consumers Energy has restored power to roughly 60% of their 260,000 customers affected by the weekend's weather. Work will continue in the hardest hit areas, particularly in the ice-covered northern Michigan areas on Wednesday. Consumers Energy today is warning Michigan residents to be aware and prepare for severe weather through most of the day on Wednesday that again will deliver high winds, hail, and potential for even more ice. Company is continuing to add more line workers and resources to continue our around-the-clock efforts. It has been an unusual week for Michigan weather. Whether our customers experience an inch of ice in some places or the 90-mile-per-hour plus winds, thunderstorms everywhere across the state, said Fultz. We want the people that we serve to know that we won't stop working until we help everyone who counts on us to get their power back. Energy is going to be restored as quickly as possible. Consumers is also offering free meals to customers beginning at 4 p.m. at the E-Free Church in Gaylord's campus, located at 1649 M32 in Gaylord. So if you guys have been without food, you've been without the ability to cook on the stove, if you're able to drive, if you have gas, get to the E-Free Church in Gaylord, 1649 M32 in Gaylord, beginning at 4 o'clock today. They are going to be offering free meals. Again, Consumers Energy urges the public to keep important safety tips in mind. Be alert to crews that are working along the side of the roads. Please slow down or stop for oncoming traffic to clear so you can safely pass the workers. Also, stay at least 25 feet away from any down power line. You can call their energy number, 800-477-5050, to report any down lines. Never use a generator in an attached garage, basement, or any enclosed area. Make sure the generators are outside and not going to produce any hazardous levels of carbon monoxide and other deadly gases. Generators have to operate outside, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
Money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithin handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I'm going to table these budget stories here. Breaking news from MERS News Service reporting a legal opinion issued by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. As you know, Mackinac Island is home to the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual conference. Secretary of State issued a ruling that policymakers, state representatives, state senators, can have free tickets to the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce Mackinac Policy Conference because the value of their service is more than the price of the ticket. A letter from the chamber was sent to the Secretary of State back in December. This was before Senate Bill 101 was introduced in February by Senators Democrat Sam Singh of East Lansing, Jeremy Moss of Southfield, and the Rhino Republican Ed McBroom in the UP. The letter asked for a declaratory ruling about the Michigan Lobbying Registration Act. An initial letter said the lawmakers could not be comped unless the bill was signed. Well, the chamber applauds Secretary Benson for recognizing the value that policymakers provide to Michigan business leaders from across the state. As in previous years, the chamber anticipates over 100 elected and appointed officials to participate in the policy discussions that are at the center of Michigan's future, chamber officials said. The ruling states that the value the public official provides in service for a complimentary admission is equal to or higher than the price of the admission itself. You see, what they do, folks, is the chamber charges business people, public, anybody who wants to attend the conference, you have to pay a fee to get a ticket. Well, they have been giving these tickets away to state lawmakers forever. Some people were complaining that it was a violation of the Michigan Lobbying Act and demanded that the Secretary of State issue a ruling. In her ruling, Jocelyn Benson said, "The department concludes that public officials are providing a service beyond their mere presence at these conferences, that they actively participate in the general sessions, discussion groups, and actually engage with local and national media outlets and draw in general sponsorship to support the conference events. Because of this, the Secretary of State has concluded it's not a gift, but because of their service of participating is worth more than the payment of admission to the event. Additionally, the department finds that the evidence included in the public comment supports the value of services exchanged being equal to or greater than the cost of attending the event," the ruling stated. So that story just broke at 11:01. I got it during the break. Speaker of the House Matt Hall, along with the Republicans in the House, passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of the current budget in the event they're not able to pass a budget acceptable to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, by midnight, September 30th, 2025, this year, heading into October 1st at midnight for the 2026 fiscal year budget. Some people are commenting that based on the current spring break, where they don't come back into session, senators, until April 15th, is unfortunate because this time could be used in negotiating budget items, but they're not there. They're taking off for spring break. the additional time could be spent, according to a source that did not want to be named in this MERS news story, said that we could be spending this time talking about priorities, both in the House, the Senate, and with the governor. Since the governor's come back from her trip overseas, gives us a prime opportunity to sit down and talk while the other legislators are back home in district. The fact that she's not interested in having these conversations, Speaker Hall, as well as the Democrat-controlled Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, is amazing to me, the source said. One of the stories we talked about last week, Matt Hall and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks haven't even sat down yet to talk face-to-face since this legislative session started back in January. Basically, the entire first quarter of this year, no direct communication. That's amazing. What's causing the rift? Well, basically, nine bills that passed in the Democrat-controlled House and Senate were never sent to the governor for a signature. Speaker of the House then, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, for whatever reason, failed to forward those bills to the governor. Matt Hall, the new speaker in the 103rd legislature, feels that it is not his constitutional responsibility to forward these bills from the previous legislature. So as a result, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks has taken Matt Hall to court. As a result of the lawsuit, the two aren't talking. Even though both sides claim they're willing to sit down and break bread, quote unquote, according to Hall, he's not received any calls. The way I see it, the ball is in the Senate Majority Leader's court. If she wants to meet, I'll meet with her. But she's going to have to reach out to me. Okay. I get it. But here is the other problem. Spring break is taking place. Then what they're going to do is head into summer break. Summer break, July 1st. So basically, half of April, not back in session until after spring break, April 15th, May and June. Then they're going on summer break. Folks, they don't even come back until after Labor Day. July and August, they're gone. They're not in session. So that leaves basically the month of September after Labor Day before they're going to be able to do anything substantive on passing a new budget. And based on this attitude that Matt Hall has towards working with the Democrat-controlled Senate and this Democrat governor, I don't think it's going to happen. The way Matt Hall looks at it, we've already passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of the current budget in the event we're not able to pass a budget by the constitutional deadline of midnight on September 30th. We feel the Senate Democrats and the governor should take advantage of our continuing resolution of $20 billion that would provide basic services until we can negotiate a new budget. Without it, the government of the state of Michigan could be shut down. We are going to blame it on them, the Democrats in the Senate, and this Democrat governor. So, going to be a very interesting process. Definitely, definitely, definitely going to watch this, continue to watch it, monitor it, and see what happens. But with them out of session until April 15th, nothing happening in the first 2 weeks of April. Remember this when we get to July 1st. Because that is when they'll go into summer break. It won't be back until Labor Day. Going to be very, very interesting. Well, one of the things that they are working on is a fiscal 2026 grant solicitation for the Automobile Theft Prevention Authority by the Michigan State Police. Fiscal year 2026 grant solicitation is released for the Automobile Theft Prevention Authority. Coming out just moments ago, the Automobile Theft Prevention Authority is currently accepting grant applications from law enforcement agencies, prosecutors, and nonprofit organizations for the enforcement, prosecution, community awareness, and prevention programs aimed at reducing motor vehicle theft. This grant is funded from assessments paid by insurance companies to the ATPA. A 50% cash match is required for all applicants, with the exception of nonprofit organizations. Funds must be utilized to enhance motor vehicle theft prevention efforts, not to supplant current programs. Website offers a grant application, and the application form is located there on the page as ATP Forms. The fiscal year 2026 grant period will begin October 1st of 2025. And will go through September 30th of 2026. Grant applications must be submitted to the ATPA on or before June 2nd of this year. So, some money going to be available aimed at reducing motor vehicle theft here in the state of Michigan. Offering the money to local law enforcement. So, Officer Rick, if you're listening, actually, I'm going to forward this press release to my county sheriff, Kevin Hoke, and see if they can take advantage of some of this money available through the Michigan State Police Fund. Pretty interesting development. Lots of breaking news reports coming into the radio station this morning. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.